Welcome to the No Te Rindas Intermediate English Podcast, home of the Tenaz Intermediate English app, disponible en noterindaspodcast.us. Este es un podcast para hispanohablantes que quieren mejorar su comprensión auditiva del inglés de los Estados Unidos. Somos dos hermanos americanos con raíces mexicanas. Soy Gabo, o Gabe, aquí con mi hermano mayor Goyo, o Greg.
Hello, oyentes. We want to say that we really hope you don't need the advice that we are giving today, but we think that you'll find it interesting. As fans of TikTok and YouTube and social media sites, we ourselves like to watch videos of things that we don't get to do ourselves. And we're asking, you know, what about you? Do you also like to do that? For example, I like to watch someone handling a poisonous snake. I would never touch a poisonous snake myself, of course. Or perhaps someone is adopting a kitten, and an orphaned kitten on the side of the road, but oh, it's not a kitten of a house cat, it's a kitten of a puma or a jaguar, and they they raise the cat in their home. I think that's interesting. I also like to watch, Gabe, people building houses out in the wild made out of logs. So we want to talk to you today about survival in the wild, and this is Gabo's hobby. He likes to investigate these things, but again, it's fun to talk about. We hope you never need the advice.
That's right. This is something that I enjoy learning about, but have never had to put into any practical application, thank goodness. But this is some stuff that could be useful to you if you decide you want to look into it or study it a little bit. So we're going to talk about some basics of survival, la supervivencia, or la sobrevivencia, in a situation where someone gets lost, alguien se pierde. So we want to start with four vocabulary words. Please tell us what you think of this format. The first vocabulary word is to get lost, the phrase to get lost, que es perderse. So, for example, we might say, Carlota got lost while she was hiking. Que es, Carlota se perdió mientras hacía una caminata. The second one is, we're going to talk about a concern as a noun, a concern. This can also be a verb, but we're talking about it as a thing. Y es una preocupación. Like as in, my first concern is finding the hospital. So, mi primera preocupación es encontrar el hospital. So this would be your first concern if you found out your wife was having a baby, for example. Next, we're going to talk about boiling water in this episode. And to boil is hervir, hervir. So we might say, we need to boil the water before it is safe to drink. Que es, necesitamos hervir el agua antes de que sea segura beber. And the last vocabulary word for today's episode is the word whistle. Now, whistle can be a verb or an action, como, but in this case, we are talking about the object, un silbato. So, for example, the referee had a whistle. Que es, el árbitro tenía un silbato, right? The referee had a whistle.
Si te gusta escuchar nuestros episodios y si usas Android, puedes bajar nuestra app Tenaz Intermediate English gratis de Google Play. Brindamos enlaces en nuestra página noterindaspodcast.us a todas nuestras apps. Si quieres reforzar las lecciones del podcast, visita noterindaspodcast.us y haz un clic en la pestaña para aplicaciones. Gracias.
Oyentes, because we are talking about survival skills today, we are going to link in this video description three survival videos that are in English And I think that the makers of the videos speak English pretty clearly. We are going to have two American videos and one presenter who is from England, but they all are going to present some very useful tips for survival or getting lost. And so we will place these links in our videos tab on the website as well, noterindaspodcast.us.
So let's lay out a scenario, Gabe. We're always going to be talking today about a survival situation in which you get lost or stranded or stuck and your phone has no signal. That's very important. Where I live, a lot of times if you're walking out in the woods, there are no bars on your phone, right? You can't call somebody necessarily because the towers for the cell phones don't reach those remote locations. So last autumn, for example, Paula went for a short hike at a large national park near her home, and she got lost. She got lost, and her cell phone had no signal.
Oh, no.
So, Gabe, what are the major risks to Paula in this scenario? What might Paula bring with her to help in an emergency such as this? And what can she do to survive and be found?
Okay, well, let's talk about Paula and what has happened. So we're saying that Paula went for a short hike, so like a walk in the woods or in the forest, el bosque, and she loses her way or she gets lost. And then she realizes when she tries to use her phone that she can't use her phone for some reason, right? In this case, because she doesn't have cellular service, right? So she can't call anyone. The first real concern, if she realizes that she is lost, is she wants to make sure she stays warm enough that she doesn't get hypothermia. Hypothermia is when you get too cold, your body gets too cold. So Nuestra primera preocupación es prevenir la hipotermia. So one of the things that I have been surprised to learn, Goyo, is that you can still effectively freeze to death even when the temperature outside is above freezing.
Oh, really?
So, for example, if you get wet, and if Paula is walking and it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be about 21 degrees Celsius, but then suddenly Paula gets wet because it starts to rain and the sun goes down and it drops to like between 10 and 13 degrees Celsius, which is about 50 to 55 for Fahrenheit users. If your body is wet and it is 10 degrees, you can get hypothermia if you stay in that temperature for too long. So the first thing that we want to talk about for that is to stay dry. It's very important to stay dry, which is como mantenerse seco. So one thing that a lot of survival teachers recommend is that if you bring a backpack, that you put a little raincoat, que es un impermeable. We also could call it a rain poncho. And they're really designed to just use once or twice. They're made of very thin plastic, so they're very portable. But if you put it on, it will keep you dry, right? It has a hood that you can protect your head with, then it protects your body, and it will keep you dry. So if it starts to rain, you can put on this little poncho, this little raincoat. So the next thing I've learned that is really important, if you get stuck somewhere overnight because you're lost, is you need the ability to stay warm, right? Mantenerse caliente. And the key to this is really a lighter, un encendedor. The teachers that I have learned from all say that you should just bring a simple lighter. They all use Bic lighters, which in my experience are sort of the cheapest and easiest kind of lighters to find. There are a number of ways that you can learn to start a fire using all sorts of fancy or primitive methods, and none of them work as easily as a lighter. And it's not very big, so you can keep one in your pocket or in your mochila, in your backpack.
I love watching the guy on Primitive Technology, which is one of my favorite YouTube channels, where I hope I never have to do what he does. But he uses, I think, what's called a bow drill
right,
to start a fire. And no, we're just going to put a lighter in our backpack. Just we just want to have something that has a spark and some fuel. And then we're going to learn how to get things dry enough to take the spark, to catch on fire.
So, Greg, one time I watched a video with Les Stroud, who is a very well-known instructor of survival. He had a show called Survivor Man. That's what really gave me the interest in this, because it's so interesting for some reason to me. But I watched him try to make a fire with a bow drill for 8 hours one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Before he was able to make it successfully. And I kept thinking about how insanely sore, how much his arms were going to hurt and his back and neck. So one of the things that another of my teachers, Greg Ovens, he's a tocayo of yours, says is just don't worry about a bow drill, bring a lighter. So he also says something that was I've never really thought about, and that is that if it does start to rain, and it's not raining super hard, you can get under a tree usually and find some dry tinder, which is tinder is a word we use for dry things that are that light on fire easily. That's called tinder, T-I-N-D-E-R, and it's where the name of the app comes from. I know a lot of you use that app because it's something you use to start a fire. So hopefully the name of the app makes sense. You can go up under near the trunk of the tree where you're under the branches that would be hanging over you and keeping the rain off of the ground. And you can use that area to try to find some dry wood and dry tinder and start your fire there. That's what most of my instructors recommend. So I'm kind of a realist. So I worry that if it was raining really, really hard, there would basically be nowhere we could find that's dry, but they assure you that if it's not raining really, really hard, if you will get up under a tree that provides a lot of cover, you can find some dry tinder and wood.
Oyentis, please notice how Gabe is using the expression keep here. We've had an episode on keep before. You want to keep things dry as you try to stay dry or try to stay warm. And I find those words very similar, that if you're staying dry or you're keeping dry in English, there are differences between those, but they're very similar. And if you're staying warm or keeping warm, you know, it's also kind of the same thing. So listen for those words as you watch these channels that we're going to give you. That's a good pair of words that you might link together in your brain. So I heard you say that our first concern is hypothermia, and that hypothermia can occur really far above freezing, not anything close to 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And I do want to say, oyentes, that if you choose to learn English by watching the channels that Gabriel is going to recommend in our description and on the website, if you're listening to an English survivalist, he's going to use Celsius like you do. And if you listen to Americans, they're going to use Fahrenheit. So Fahrenheit, 50, 55 degrees would be like 10 to 13 degrees Celsius. And Gabe has told me that that's about where it starts to get very dangerous. Am I remembering that right, Gabe?
That's exactly right, which is just crazy because 50, 55 degrees, 50 degrees, you know, we would call that cool typically. Oh, it's cool outside, isn't it?
But yeah, it doesn't feel dangerous.
Right. So that brings up a wonderful false cognate. I was looking at my Yucateco salsa picante que tengo, and I noticed on the label it says keep in a fresh, dry place. And what they were intending to put, I think, was keep in a cool, dry place. Because in English, we use the word cool for when it's not very cold, but it is not warm. And in Spanish, I think we use fresca or fresco, disculpa, fresco for that. So that literally means fresh. But when we say that it's cool outside, como fresco, that's what that means.
Yeah, it means cool. It doesn't mean that something is not aged, like a fresh vegetable or a fresh piece of fruit.
Right.
Very cool. Very cool. So to stay dry and to stay warm, you need a raincoat or a poncho, and you need a lighter and a way to get to tinder, which is little leaves or twigs or branches, or pine cones, things that are thin and wooden that you can set on fire easily.
That's very good. You're a good student, Goyo. So let's move to our second concern. Our second concern really should be getting back to safety, right? To try to do what's known as increasing the odds of being found. Porque quieres que alguien te encuentre lo antes posible, ¿sí? So we want someone to find us as soon as possible. And believe it or not, they said the most important thing for this is simply to tell others where you are going to be. And I think probably a lot of us do this, maybe with social media. We might post and say, today I will be hiking the 7th marker of the Appalachian Trail, for example. You might say that. But if you somehow, some way, they recommend you let someone you know that you are going to be hiking in a particular area. And that way, if you get lost, they will know where to look for you.
Hey, that's really cool what you just said. You want to let someone you know where you are. You use the same word twice. I mean, exactly the same word, K-N-O-W, twice in a row. Just one time after the other, but it means two different things. You want someone that you are in contact with that cares about you,
right,
to have the knowledge that you are going to be away from your car and civilization walking. So you want to let someone that you know that you are taking a hike.
Right. So this reminds me of the whole "por qué no nada nada" thing. It's two words that mean the same or sound the same, but may mean two different things. All right. So obviously, some other things that you can do to try to increase the chances or the odds that you will be found if you're lost are to let people know that are looking for you potentially. Where you are by using something like smoke and the que es humo, right? So if you do make a fire, if you manage to make a fire, you can put green leaves, you know, green branches that are not dry with dead leaves on that fire, and it's going to make it a lot more smoky, and people will see that smoke. And the smoke tends to be white when you use green leaves. So that's one thing that's fairly simple to do. You don't have to cover the fire with the leaves. Just put some of them in there while you're using the fire to do other things, and you're going to make yourself more visible, especially if it's daytime. You know, obviously you can bring a little light with you of some sort. People are going to see a light. They make these little lights that you can put on your backpack that are about the size of a galleta that you can turn on, and they blink and they'll blink for hours, so that you can put that somewhere up high and hope that someone sees it. And then, of course, you could use a silbato. You could use a whistle apparently blowing a whistle fairly regularly over the course of several hours is a lot less tiring than yelling and saying help.
Help! Help!
Because you're just blowing a whistle. And people will tend to come and investigate what the whistling sound is.
Well, because they're sports fans, right? They want to see if somebody's playing soccer or football.
Exactly. When I get lost, you know, I plan to bring a whistle, but then intermittently yell, "Goal! Golazo! Golazo! Golazo!" I'm just kidding. Not really. But I do think that people will come and investigate it if they can hear the whistle. A lot of teachers tell you to bring a mirror that you can use to signal. To me, that seems a bit silly, but if you have a light, but supposedly if someone is really far away from you and the sun is shining and you move a small handheld espejo, they can see the sun and they will sometimes notice it. So those are three ways that you increase the chance that someone might find you after Paula got lost, if you're Paula.
So she wants to stay warm, and then she wants to be found. She wants to get found, and she can do that with smoke off of her fire. She can do it with a light, including a light that's hung or suspended in the air, like on a tree. And she can have a whistle or silbato, and she can have an espejito, a little mirror for signaling.
And the last thing that Paula really needs to worry about is thirst, la sed. We can go quite a while without food, although it is very unpleasant. By the way, Greg, there are a lot of people that do these survival camps, and some of them do them every year, and they don't bring food when they do their survival camp, and so they usually don't eat very much. And they say that it doesn't matter how many times you do it. The first 3 days with no food are miserable. Your body is absolutely panicking, and it's very unpleasant. Everybody seems to say after the third day, your body sort of settles down. But we cannot go very long without water before we start to have some real problems. So when we're going to deal with water, obviously one thing we can do is just bring a bottle of water with us in our backpack, and that's going to get us through a period of time, you know, that at least will last us a few hours. But the other thing I've learned is that you can make water safe to drink by boiling it. And the thing that has been the most surprising that I have learned in connection with this, Goyo, is that you can make water safe to drink or potable. The word is, it looks like it has the word pot in it, la olla, but it's pronounced potable. You can make water potable by boiling it even in something made of plastic, such as a plastic water bottle.
Won't the plastic melt? Won't the plastic burst a hole in itself or something like that?
Well, apparently it will if you're not careful, but you can even use a plastic bag to boil water. So what they do on these videos is they use a cord, like maybe their shoestring, you know, sus cordones, one of their shoestrings.
Oh, okay.
And then they hang the bottle or the bag, the plastic bottle or the plastic bag, over the fire. And they make sure that the flames, the fire itself, never touches the plastic. So, no quieres que ni el fuego ni las brasas toquen la bolsa o la botella. See?
Okay.
So, if just the heat is touching the bag or the bottle, the bag or the bottle will never go to a higher temperature than the water inside the bag. So obviously the plastic would have to be hotter than the boiling point of water, which is 100 degrees Celsius, well before it would start to melt. It would have to get hotter than that. So you can even use your plastic bottle if you, for example, find un arroyo, or you find a puddle, any sort of water that you can get your bottle into. These guys recommend that you can use one of your socks to filter the big pieces of mud or dirt out of the water. And then once you've filtered it a few times, you can then boil it over a fire using your shoestring. So once it's boiled for a little while, it kills all of the little microorganisms that could make you sick, and then it's safe to drink.
So let me understand. You're saying that if you don't forget shoes and socks, that you can make yourself a delicious, safe-to-drink water by suspending a bag with your shoestring and straining the water, pushing the water, filtering the water through your socks.
Right. I never actually said delicious. If we're using your socks, then it's going to be nasty tasting. Muy asqueroso. It is, you know, obviously you would have to have two containers to be able to filter it that way. Unless you can dip your bottle into the creek or the pond, or dip it into the body of water, you can put your sock over the opening and let the water in that way. And that will keep, you know, the big pieces from going in. But if you have two containers, you can run it through your sock two or three times and then boil it. But I don't know that the water's going to taste good, but at that point, you're going to be so thirsty, you're probably not going to care.
I would imagine not. I guess the big advice there is most of us would carry water with us on a hike, right? We think we're thirsty. It's don't throw away the bottle. Don't throw away your container for water after you have finished drinking it, so that if you get stuck, you have a tool.
Right. And that's also good because if I saw you throw a plastic bottle down when we were on the sendero, on the path in the woods, I would probably yell at you and get angry. Greg, I'd call you a litter bug.
That's right. I would be a litter bug.
Which is an old-timey phrase we use for someone that throws trash on the ground, which is very bad.
Hey, Gabe.
Yes, sir.
¿Por qué no nada, nada?
Oh, es que ¿por qué no traje, traje? One of our dear papa's favorite jokes.
That's right. All right, well, it's time for our quiz. What is sticking in your brain today? ¿Qué se queda en el coco?
Why don't you let me ask the questions today? Let's see. Number one. Listen carefully, Goyo y oyentes. true or false? You can get hypothermia and die even when the temperature is above freezing. True or false?
Well, I think it's true, especially if you're wet. Is that what you said? If you get wet, then you can lose heat out of your body even above freezing temperatures and perish.
That's exactly right. And I think once it gets closer and closer to freezing, it starts to matter less and less that you're wet, and more than anything, just that you're not able to keep warm. So that's correct. You can definitely get hypothermia. So please be careful. All right. Quiz question number two. What are the three things, apart from your cell phone, that you should take with you if you are going somewhere where you could get lost? What are the three things, apart from your phone, that you should take with you if you are going somewhere and there is a chance you could get lost, like Paula did? A, a flashlight. B, a lighter. C, a tent. D, a bottle of water. E, a raincoat or a poncho. Letter F, a small amount of food, such as a granola bar or some nuts.
Yeah, if I had to take all those things, I probably wouldn't go. That's a lot of stuff to carry. So you said I have my phone, because I always have my phone. So I don't need a flashlight, because my phone has a flashlight, even if it has no signal.
Good.
Okay. You said a lighter. Yeah, I definitely want a lighter, because I need to be able to make fire. You said a tent, which in some places, what, una tienda de campaña, something like that. Mm-hmm. No, that's un jaleo. That's a big bother. I don't want to do that. Okay. Another thing you said was a bottle of water. Yes, I need the water and I need the bottle, and it's easy to carry in my backpack.
Good.
Okay. And then you said un impermeable, a raincoat or a poncho. Yes, I need those to stay dry and to give myself a barrier, protect my temperature. Yes. And then you said, interestingly, a small amount of food during the explanation was not as important, right? Having food not as important as water, because it's not fun to be hungry, but it's not a big danger so much as thirst.
Right. And we're thinking about surviving rather than having fun. And that's why I hope I never have to use these, because none of it sounds fun.
No, indeed.
All right. Last question. True or false, Goyo? You can boil water over a fire in a plastic bag, like the kind of bag you might put a sandwich in or use at the grocery store to carry your food.
I mean, come on, that just sounds ridiculous. Plastic bag is so thin, but actually it's true as long as the flames or the coals don't touch the bag.
That is correct. You are 3 for 3. You are a very good student of survival basics today, Goyo and Oyentes.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to the Chattahoochee National Forest this afternoon. If you don't hear from me, I will take those three things.
Yes. Bring a lighter.
Bring a bottle of water. All right. Well, we want to thank our patrons for listening today before I disappear into the wilderness. If you would like to become a patron and provide support for us in future episodes, please go to www.patreon.com/notterindaspodcast. We also want to shout out some of the cities that we're noticing are listening to our show. I hope I say this in a way that is understandable. Sulaymaniyah, Iraq.
Wow.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Geneva, New York. Cardenas, Tabasco, Mexico, where we have some cousins. And Antioch, Tennessee, in Los Estados Unidos. Thank you so much for listening. And go Titans. I think Antioch is outside Nashville.
Right. Y thank you, primos, en Tabasco. We want to remind our listeners that to please give us a review or a rating on your podcast app. So you can, for example, if you listen to us on Spotify, please give us 5 stars if you think we do a good job. And we hope you would leave us a review if you listen on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us reach other listeners.
We also want to mention that we're going to place links on the audio and video tab of our website, which is noterindaspodcast.us. Today's lesson was elementary, right? Basic survival vocabulary. Once you've listened to it once or twice, go listen to the YouTube channels that Gabriel recommends and have fun seeing if you can understand those better because of our broadcast today. You can find a link to our apps on the Google Play Store on our website. We also have a fairly active blog and our social media links are also listed there. And of course, if you want to buy us a coffee, we like coffee. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Oh, Nachella. So, so, Greg, there's something I want you to do since you're going hiking yourself today, right?
Yes. Tell me.
Okay. So I know that you're going to wear some socks. So after you have hiked, I'm hoping that you won't get lost, but after you have hiked quite a while and are almost back to the car, I think it would be good for you to practice filtering some water through your socks and then drinking it. And then just let me know how it tastes.
You know what? I'll do better than that, bro. I'll send you some. In a box. Pues probarlo tú mismo.
Okay, maybe I'll boil it first. My daughter
don't even give it to the dog, man. This,
my daughter will come in the kitchen and say, "What is that smell?" Oh, it's your Uncle Greg's sock water. Well, I love you. I had so much fun. I hope we can do more episodes with content like this. And until next time, I hope you have a great week and a good hike.
Thanks. Love you, bro. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye.